Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? Hey CNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit KCNRradio.com to get started today.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense. It's made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, we'd love to have the Navy SEALs on the program. I mean, what do you get a chance to talk to a Navy SEAL, and especially one that's got some great advice to share? And retired Navy SEAL Mark Green is on with us here in the National Defense. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning.
You know, this is great. You get a new book called Unsealed, which I guess is also a series in development. And this is perfect for our audience of active duty military and veterans and their families, because it's all about mastering life's transitions. And as you well know, transitioning out to the military could be one of the toughest things in life, right?
Oh, yes. By far, I think it's, of all the transitions I've had, I think that was one of the hardest that I've ever experienced.
Well, let's talk about some of those transitions now. I understand you dropped out of college and had a career-ending injury in football. Tell me about that.
So I was playing football at Miami of Ohio, and then I transferred up to Kent State and suffered a – I would play quarterback, so I suffered a catastrophic injury to my shoulder, and all of a sudden my dreams of becoming playing at the next level were shattered. And I didn't have a plan at all. And a buddy of mine, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to go be Navy SEALs. And he showed me this video. I think it was called Be Someone Special. And he said, don't worry about it. All you have to do is not quit, which was absolutely false because it was a blind leading the blind. But in that video, it really just ignited a spark that I couldn't put out. And I really became obsessed with finding out everything I could about the SEAL team, Naval Special Warfare, what the mission was, what the training was, and I was just fascinated by it.
Yeah, but you know, Mark, that had to be such a blow. I mean, here you are. You're going to be the next Patrick Mahomes before Patrick Mahomes, right? And
right, I was going to be the next Randall Cunningham.
Right, exactly. And so yeah. You got your sight, your whole life is built on that, and then you have this injury, and it's gone. I mean, that had to take a while to kind of, you know, come back from.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was, that's why I flunked out of college. I didn't have any direction. I didn't have a plan. And I was just going through the motions. And college was a means to an end as opposed to, hey, get your education and go work out in the business world. It was, hey, you need to play in the minor leagues of football, college, to hopefully get a shot and play in the big league. And once that plan was shattered, a 20-year-old young man, I didn't have any direction. I didn't know what I was doing.
Right. We're talking to a retired Navy SEAL, Mark Green, here in the National Defense. So you got to interested in the SEAL training, which I would kind of expect that was pretty natural for you because you've been in training as an athlete all your life, right?
Right, right. So in the third generation military, my grandfather was serving in the Army. My father was in the Air Force. So it was just, it was always an option. When I saw the teamwork and understood the mission or tried to understand the mission, it really just resonated with me and spoke to me. And I just knew that that's what I wanted to do. So that's what I put my initial focus on. And then I really try to still go through those motions because the expectation from family was to, hey,
right,
end school, finish school. But, it wasn't my time right then.
And I would imagine, Mark, in that situation, you've mentally think you've got a lot to prove to everybody, right? I mean, so the football didn't work out. So now I'm going to involve myself in the most elite group of military, and I'm going to make that my mark, and that's going to bring me back.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I couldn't articulate it back then as well as you did just now. But that's exactly what it was. I was like, I'm not going to just go into the military. I'm going to go into the most elite portion of the military.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of former SEALs on the program. And, you know, as a group, you guys are all so... You're so humble, you know, you don't make much of your service, except to say that you did serve as a SEAL. But man, I know that just the training alone to get through that training, was there ever any point in you, Mark, that you just said, this is a lot tougher than I thought it was?
Oh, the day I showed up was much tougher than I thought it was. It was not insurmountable, if that makes sense. So I got there a month early, and I really just focused on, you know, I got some humble pie because you're not ready for what you're getting yourself into physically or mentally.
Oh, and now we got a former college football boy over here. Let's see what you got.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you think you're tough, huh? And you see these world-class athletes.
Right.
Just go away quickly. And it's intimidating, you know. They sit you out in front of what's called the pit, and you just watch all these people who have just had these horrific injuries. And you're just like, what in the world did I just get myself into? But when I was young, my dad sat me down right before I went to my first football practice at 9 years old, and he said, hey, we don't quit around here. Once you start something, your teammates rely on you, and there is no quitting.
Oh, man,
so,
that's great advice.
Yeah, and I was getting ready to walk away, and he pulled me back. Like, do you understand what I just said? And I said, yes, sir, I understand. So that alone, once I showed up at the Special Warfare Center, quitting was not an option.
Right.
So once that was taken off the table, then I was like, okay, how am I going to figure this thing out? And I figured out that they feed you every 4 hours. So whatever, it was getting pretty grueling. My stomach would start to growl, and I'm like, wait a second, I might be able to go see. So then I took that gigantic elephant and just started eating it in small little bite-sized pieces that I could manage. So then physically I could do it, and mentally I figured it out. So then I was just working out on the beach with my buddies. So,
right.
So then once my mentality and matched my drive, then it was, you know, there was no stopping me. So I had a great experience at BUDS. It was much harder than I ever thought it would be cumulatively, and I learned so much about who I was and how mentally tough and how you solve problems under extreme stress and how you can actually thrive in that environment, and it was great.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you?
Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription, and I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Spring Black Friday is on at the Home Depot. Save on grills and patio sets that will be sure to bring your hosting game up a notch. Fire up your feast with help from the Home Depot and save on grills. Like the Next Grill 4-burner propane gas grill was $249, now in special buy for $199. Or give everyone the best seat in the yard with the Hampton Bay Mayfield Park 4-piece conversation set for only $399. Save on grills and patio sets with low prices guaranteed during Spring Black Friday only at the Home Depot. Now through April 22nd, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
We're talking to retired Navy SEAL Mark Green here on the National Defense. And Mark, that's really interesting about your dad's advice, because that would make so much difference in so many people to have that, like you said, off the table. Like, that's the decision to quit something is not even an option. So you either have to make it through, or you have to find a way to make it through. Your book, Unsealed, A Navy SEAL's Guide to Mastering Life's Transitions, that's got to be part of that information in there, right?
Yes. So it was, you know, as you know, so many of our service members take their own lives. And
right.
I've lost so many friends and colleagues to that more than combat. And having struggled through it myself, I was like, I had the opportunity to get back. And I was like, I can't continue to lose these wonderful people because they feel like they don't have any other options. So what I really just wanted to do is highlight all the transitions that I experienced and how I managed them. And I realized I didn't really manage any of them on my own. Hmm. I developed a different team to really help support me, because in the military you do everything as a team. So your muscles to solve problems individually have atrophied almost completely, because you don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of service members have a hard time with understanding that, hey, you can't do this by yourself initially. You're going to get back to that point. Those muscles are going to get strong again. But as you're coming off of a career, be it 4 years or 30 years, the individual stuff, that's gone away sometimes decades ago. And you just have to figure out how to get those muscles strong again.
Yeah, that's interesting. The new book is Unsealed, A Navy SEAL's Guide to Mastering Life's Transitions. And just like you were talking about, Mark, I've been mentoring a 22-year Navy veteran, female Navy veteran, and she finally got a job where she wanted to work, took a couple of shots, but she finally got to a place where she wanted to work, and she was so frustrated by the fact that nobody could follow orders. Nobody could follow directions.
Right.
And she would call me and she'd say, Randy, these people, it's not like in the military, because she was a chief petty officer. She said, I would tell somebody to do something and it would get done. And she said, these people don't work
right.
That way. I go, well, welcome to the rest of your life. Right?
Yeah. And there's no sense of urgency. Right. It seemed like when I first got out. And, you know, my boss gave me a job. He's like, hey, Mark, you know, here's a project I need you to get it done as soon as you can. So when he said as soon as you can, I busted my butt.
Right.
And
right.
A month later, I was like, hey, boss, you know, sorry I'm late on this, but here you go. And he looked at me like in amazement. He's like, what is this? I was like, well, this is a project you gave me. And he sat me down and said, yes, Mark, this is great. But when I give you a project and say I need it done fast, I'm talking in a year. And I was like, well, I don't understand that.
He
had to manage me and throttle me down.
Right.
And said, hey, things happen slower now. You know, your sense of urgency is different than my sense of urgency. And it's a great product. So now you don't have anything to do for the next month. So it was.
Oh, that's funny. We're talking to retired Navy SEAL Mark Green here in the National Defense. His book, Unsealed, A Navy SEAL's Guide to Mastering Life's Transitions. Okay, so besides the fact you're used to working with a team, what is the other biggest mistake you think, especially with the military, in terms of transitioning back?
So I think it's, and Randy, this may sound counterintuitive, but I don't think it's a military problem, because the military has a defined mission that it has to complete no matter what. And it's designed to thrive and complete that mission without you being there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're constantly bringing in and training your replacement, because it's got a continuous mission. So when people say, should the Navy have done more, I was like, I don't think so. You know, their transition path program could be a little more less analog and more digital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not running a 57 Chevy anymore. You're running a fuel-injected
right.
system now. So I think they could bring it more up to speed. But that's not the military's mission. The military's mission is to get you fully supported and fully capable and equipped to do the mission. And you do that mission and you do it well, they support you 100%. But once you leave, you know, they've given you all the attributes and all the skills that are necessary to be a contributor in society after you leave. But what they don't do is teach you the new language and what the new landscape
right.
looks like.
Right.
And I think that's really what they could more focus on. But at the end of the day, they still have a job to do and they still have a mission. And as you see the world, I got out in 2016, the world is still chaotic and
right.
they're doing that same mission. And that's what they're tasked to do.
Yeah, and as you know too, Mark, you talk about the mission. You know, in the military, you've always got a mission. You know what you're doing every single day, and all of a sudden, you get out. You got no mission. You got no direction. You got,
right.
you know, you, what's my purpose? What? How, and so that's why I think this thing is going to be so valuable to everybody. The book is called Unsealed: A Navy SEAL's Guide to Mastering Life's Transitions. Where can we find this? Everywhere.
You can find it everywhere books are sold, but you can get it on the website, dmarkgreen.com, and you can get it on Amazon. And if you get it on Amazon, leave a review because that pushes the algorithm to push it out to people who could really need it. So, and we're on all the social media platforms. It's all under the same name, D. Mark Green.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're on active duty right now, if you're listening to us on Armed Forces Radio Network, and you're 6 months out and you think, I'm not going to have any problem, get the book. Get the book. Right? Better to have it and not need it.
Right, right. And you know, Randy, it's not one of these, it's not a book that says, hey, I was a Navy SEAL and I was just a great operator. Do what I do, follow this formula, you're going to succeed. It's a, hey, look, I struggled. Here's what that struggle looked like. And there, it's life struggles, like mm-hmm. the divorce and losing a parent or becoming a parent, losing that SEAL locker room when I retired. You know, when I retired, you know, you're tolerated but not welcome anymore. Not because the guys don't want you around. The rotors are still spinning. They have to take off and they have to do stuff. And it's really just... Hey, service member, you may not realize what you're going through, but your spouse, your significant other,
right.
and your kids know.
Right.
So if they see you struggling and they pick up the book and read a story about, hey, this is what happened when my invisible injuries started manifesting.
Right.
Hey, dad, mom, check this out. Maybe it'll help. And maybe it'll be a catalyst to research and get the help that's out there because there's a lot more help out there now than
right.
for previous generations. And just, hey, you need help and it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I think the stigma is a little less now too, Mark, about asking for help and letting people know you need some help. And so that's a great thing. Mark, hey, man, it's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for the book. And thank you for your, of course, for your incredible service.
And thank you for your support, and thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You taking the time to show.
I know you got four kids. When you write that book, let me know.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out. But
you're right.
And it is dynamic, and it changes, and emotions, and
right.
Oh. Yeah, that might be the second book.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Reading Rodeo is back. And by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of
Mind. This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, of course, you know her from Fox News, Emily Campagno. She's the co-host of Outnumbered and the host of Fox News Audio's The Fox True Crime Podcast. And she has got a brand new book out, which is, in a word, fantastic. I mean, it's just, it's so good and it's so perfect for this audience. It's called Under His Wings, How Faith on the Front Lines Has Protected American Troops. Stories that we've heard over the past 12, 13 years on this show, but to have this compendium and a testimony from the actual troops is just so special. And she joins us here on the National Defense. Emily, how are you?
Good morning, Randy. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Oh, it's so great to talk to you. Listen, you are on the show with one of our best buddies. We're based here in Kansas City, and you work with Harris Faulkner.
Yes, of course. Oh, that's so great.
You got to tell Harris, I said hello. She was just on the show with us a couple of months ago, and it was great to start like old home week because, you know, she worked in Kansas City for quite a while.
I absolutely will. She talks about Kansas City and you guys all the time. I know she misses you.
Well, of course she does when the Chiefs are winning.
Yep.
Yeah. Listen, I didn't mean to bring up football to you because I know I know that's also close to your heart. You cheered for the you were one of the Raiderettes in Oakland, and one of the 5 NFL cheerleaders to visit U.S. troops deployed throughout Iraq and Kuwait on a USO tour. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much. And look, I hope I haven't lost half your audience by coming here as a Raiders fan through and through. But look, hey, No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, our audience is all over the world. So, you know, we get it from all sides.
Okay, good. Really was, I'll say, the honor of a lifetime. And it's on par with being the author of this book, because I consider in both roles that I'm a messenger. And that, to me, is the greatest honor. And when I visited the troops in Iraq and Kuwait in 2009, you know, I brought with me the support and prayers and the love of millions of Americans. And I took that ambassadorial role so seriously. And it was such an incredible honor to witness the brave men and women that were serving over there and join their boots on the ground for just a moment in time. You know, there's nothing like being there physically. And so to have that 2-week in-country experience and then to bring it back here, and that's really colored a lot of my life and my career since. And then now coming full circle and serving as a messenger for these warfighters, and what their stories and what those warfighters look like, because, you know, as you know, the battlefield isn't limited to geography. It's also home after catastrophic injuries and after battling the grief from the ultimate sacrifice and what PTSD looks like and all the things. And so to have, again, that opportunity to share their stories and their voices, I'm deeply humbled by that. And there's a connection between the two. While we were over there, we went to Sadr City, and for I'm sure your audience knows, you know, that's not a usual stop for, yeah,
right,
for anyone,
right,
let alone like celebrities, let alone 5 girls from the NFL in literally our cheerleading outfits. So when that happened, it was sort of a shock to everyone there. We didn't understand it. We were like, no, it's definitely here on the itinerary. We're going, you know, to me or to us, it didn't mean anything differently than another name because we weren't familiar with it. And when we finally arrived, the guys were just like, we cannot believe you're like a desert mirage.
Right,
like,
right.
We didn't speak at all. It would happen. And what thing is that the Black Hawk to take us away, it was only supposed to be a, you know, sort of typical, which was really a 2 or 3 hour visit. That Black Hawk got diverted for a medevac, and we ended up spending the night in Sadr City.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
I'll never forget that the commander in charge, who was then a lieutenant colonel, and Tim Karcher, and he said to us, I have 3 daughters at home, and I am not going to bed until you girls are safely out of here. You know, blood pressure through the roof, panicking. And we were like, oh, this is great. Like, slumber party. You know, I think, again, we didn't grasp. It's not that we were naive, but we were simply not soldiers, you know. And
right.
So we ended up staying the night, never went to bed. We hung out in the courtyard all night with these guys. And it was like, it was like a night, you know, a camp night, you know, where you're like bonding, telling stories, laughing, playing games all night. And so I like to think that it was like a night from home for these guys.
Oh,
and for
yeah.
Us,
oh, I'm sure
yeah.
It was. I'm sure it was. And I'm sure it's a night that they'll never forget. And so, Emily, sometimes it's good not to know where you're going, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because things like that and those lifetime bonds emerge. And the 3 days after that really incredible evening, those guys ran over an IED, and Colonel Karcher lost his legs. And on the way back from medevacing him out or taking him to the ambulance, which was a 9-hour trek, the guys ran over another IED, and Sergeant Timothy David lost his life.
Oh, wow.
And he was younger than I was at the time. And it was so impactful to us. And we still deeply mourn the loss and send our prayers to that family. And Tim Karcher's story is in this book, Randy, because we reunited 15 years later, and it was the most incredible reunion, the most incredible story. His story and mine, his story of survival and rehabilitation and how he never lost faith throughout. And that's just one tiny bit of one small story in this really extraordinary book.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We're talking to Emily Campagno here on National Defense, co-host of Outnumbered on Fox News. And the new book is called Under His Wings. And Emily, I applaud you for just getting this info out of some of these warfighters, because as you know, if you've talked to many of them, they're not very forthcoming, number one, about what they did in the military, sometimes even to their families.
family, but then to share with you how their faith played into every single day and every single second that they were on the battlefield. Credit to you for getting that information out and making it into such a beautiful story.
Thank you for seeing that, because to be honest, a few had never shared that story with anyone in their lives. And for them to honor me with and trust me with listening and hearing and then carrying that story forward and capturing it adequately, I mean, that was a major prayer of mine, was that I honor their voices accurately and to a degree that they felt heard and seen. And from their reactions, which, you know, that was what I primarily cared about, was the reactions of these war fighters. And they were all so deeply touched and pleased. And so I credit God with all of that, because it's their voices. I mean, that's the success of this book, immediately debuting at number one, and how much people have felt impacted by it is all because of these warfighter stories.
Boy, and I love that. I mean, you know, anytime you see a book that is so important like this one is, and for people to embrace that, it just gives you a good feeling about our country, to be honest with you. And you also don't limit it just to the warfighters. You know, we have a lot of Gold Star moms on this show, and you have a great story with Laura DeRue, if you could talk about that a little bit.
She's just such an incredible ray of light, and she lost her son Gabriel in Iraq from a sniper's shot, and his fellow soldiers nicknamed him John 3:16 because he was such a strong Christian, such a good model on the battlefield. And Randy, he wrote home to his parents, to Laura and his dad. He said, if there's a grenade, I'm going to be the first one on it, because these other guys, they need more time to get right with God. And that kind of incredible self-sacrificial mindset for a soldier that was so young. I mean, so young. And he ended up making the ultimate sacrifice. And his mom, Laura, has since become president of the Gold Star Mothers Association and other organizations, where she brought back being able to talk about faith in these ceremonies and funerals, being able to talk about God and Jesus, and really serve as a witness and prayer partner for these other families that go through that unfathomable loss. And she credits Gabriel's light with influencing her and impacting thus like generations. So to your point, there's so many voices in here, that the chaplains and ministers and spouses and mothers and
medics.
Yes, it's a constellation that fights these wars. It's the war fighters and all the support and their families. And these, I think it deeply resonates and would deeply resonate with anyone reading this, because the whole point is we all serve and we all fight.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Spring Black Friday is on at the Home Depot. Save on grills and patio sets that will be sure to bring your hosting game up a notch. Fire up your feast with help from the Home Depot and save on grills. Like the Next Grill 4-burner propane gas grill was $249, now in special buy for $199. Or give everyone the best seat in the yard with the Hampton Bay Mayfield Park 4-piece conversation set for only $399. Save on grills and patio sets with low prices guaranteed during Spring Black Friday only at the Home Depot. Now through April 22nd, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See HomeDepot.com/pricematch for details.
us.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
For me, staying connected to loved ones is everything. And as a veteran, you appreciate how T-Mobile makes that easy. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. Head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. That's T-Mobile.com/military-savings. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Them to resume a normal life, right?
Yes. And that was a big part, I think, of the message of Command Sergeant Major Tom Satterly and Jen Satterly. You know, they founded the All Secure Foundation.
Yes.
He survived Black Hawk Down, Mogadishu, and all of that. But as he says, you know, the real battle was after all that, after these historically long and violent battles that he survived, that people see movies and read books about. But the real fight didn't begin until he got home and had to battle the demons of PTSD and of survivor's guilt and of so much more, including the moral injury that many of our war fighters face. And for him to go through the grace of self-forgiveness and the forgiveness of Jesus, and then realizing that this rehabilitation and the moving forward can only occur when you include the spirit too, the mind, body, and spirit. That's a tremendous message from that amazing couple and their foundation now that, again, through the book too, has really served to help so many others. So they are just serving as a complete light. And as a light to others, that it doesn't end when you take off the uniform, not by a long
right.
shot, and you
right.
are never alone in it.
That's the amazing thing to me too, Emily, about how people that have that DNA in them to serve and to go out and protect their country. A lot of times when they come back, they continue to serve, whether it's Team Rubicon, whether it's Wounded Warrior, whatever it is, they continue to do that. And I think that's a lot due to their faith in God and what their mission is. And you talk a lot about surrender. In your book, and I love the story of Major Jeff Strucker from the Army that found that peace that passes all understanding, right?
Oh, yes. Such an incredible story. He, too, survived the Battle of Mogadishu, and he essentially, this is a emblematic of the book in that you might think you know the story, or yes, you know this portion, but the real impact occurred later and after. And essentially throughout that, again, historically long and violent battle there in Somalia, his guys noticed around him that he had this sort of preternatural calm. It's not that he was, X'd out of the fight. He was fighting, but he was calm. And afterward, as they were gathered on the tarmac with devastation and death all around them, they said, "Man, I want what you have, Jeff. What was that?" And he said, "It's Jesus." And he talked about that. He said, "Look, man, I knew I was going home either way. And that's the thing. When you have this faith, if I die on that battlefield, I know I'm going home for eternal life with my Lord and Savior. And if I survive, I'm going home," he said, "to my high school sweetheart who's pregnant with our first child." And he said, "Either way, I'm secure in that and I'm okay with it." And to a man now, every single person in that unit is Christian through his influence and through his calling to ministry. And that kind of that empathy and that kind of experience, as you also read in the other chaplains, that when you have that combat experience, it takes a certain kind of that combat veteran to resonate with those still in combat. And so that connection to your point about helping the community still and serving others, it's a continued cycle. And it's so important. These guys that dedicate their whole lives in and out of uniform to helping each other who are still in and out and all the things. It's a constantly, it's a family that's constantly evolving and constantly receiving the gifts from each other, which is quite miraculous.
Yeah, it absolutely is. We're talking to Emily Campagno here from Fox News, co-host of Outnumbered, and the book Under His Wings, How Faith on the Front Lines Has Protected American Troops. And, Emily, you talk about empathy, and sometimes people regard empathy as weakness. But I will tell you, from everybody that we've talked to, men and women of faith that have served in the military, that is always a point of strength to me. I mean, that's a boldness, and especially in leadership. And I love the last verse that you have in the book, which absolutely sums up, I think, perfectly the idea of war fighters. The wicked flee through no one, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. It's Proverbs 28:1. I love that.
I love that too, and I thought it was a perfect fit. You know, that concludes Morgan Ortega's chapter, where as a woman of Jewish faith, it was so important. Part of the Jewish faith is that the concept that you leave the world a better place, that you help to repair it. And that's not just enough to sort of exist within the confines of your own body. And so she talks about what it was like to, in her role as a lieutenant in the Navy, but also as a spokesperson for our Department of State at the time during the first administration, to be bold in faith, to serve as a model for everyone in the world, what being bold in faith looks like, and that's part of the charge for her. And obviously for her, it dealt as well with international diplomacy, standing up for women and those persecuted on the grounds of religion. But it's also transcends sort of to this bigger manifestation, which is just living boldly in your faith. And you mentioned a combat medic earlier, and I felt bad, but I sort of mulled over it. And I just want to acknowledge that point, because the boldness here can translate to that too. And the medic story I have in there, which is my friend Jessica, you know, she's so funny and her stories are so serious, and yet she tells them with such this humorous tone. So I have to say that it's not in the book, but she learned after the book was going to printing, which is why I couldn't add it in, that all of the men in there, that the story she told of trying to save their lives, she learned as the book had just gone to print 15, 20 years later, that all of them had survived. And that is an incredible update to be able to report. Yeah.
Wow. You know, the other thing, Emily, did you feel any pressure at all when you're collecting these stories and you're talking about faith? I mean, there's a tremendous pressure, I would think, to absolutely get it right. I mean, you know, when you're representing faith and Christianity, it's a big load to bear, and you got to make sure that you're accurate, right?
Yes, I mean, I definitely felt it was a burden I was honored to bear. I'll say it that way, because I felt that way, Randy, totally. I mean, when I wrote this book, my husband can attest, I did not sleep very often and was very stressed over like making sure that I got it right. And to your point earlier, not only the accuracy and adequacy of these stories, but also, yes, like what it means, you know, synthesizing it with my faith and with the Bible and having it be accurate and something that people can go to depend on as a faith source. And so every chapter, you talk about surrender, and I will say I didn't finish any chapter. I just surrendered it, because I could have tinkered with this book forever, but I really kept praying and working on and being dedicated to that synthesis, so that I had the right scripture and so that I had the right impact on it, what that meant for my faith walk and what I tried to cull from these stories, so that the reader would be left really inspired and having their iron sharpened as well, you know, educated and informed and inspired and heartened and in a clear way. I can get in the weeds, Randy, because I'm an attorney, so I can start babbling, but I was just trying to keep it on mission.
Well, and I think that's why it's appealing to so many people. It was certainly, the book was a blessing to me, Emily, and I would just encourage anybody, in the military, outside of the military, it's a great story. It's called Under His Wings, How Faith on the Front Lines Has Protected American Troops. And, hey, moms and dads, if you have, sons and daughters that are going to the military, get this book for them. This is a prep book for them for their life. So, Emily, thank you so much for writing this. Thank you for the time and, just a fantastic effort.
Thank you so much for everything that you just said, all of your support. It means so much, and letting me come here and chat with you about it and for your listeners. I am so grateful, truly. So thank you. Thank you so much.
This is great stuff. Under His Wings. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. That's 800-716.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.